Midland Chorus Frog. The hopeful, high-pitched trills of Midland Chorus Frogs in wet meadows and shallow pools offer the first promise of the coming spring from the Tennessee River east to Carrollton, Hodgenville, and the Burkesville area. Eager males often start calling on sunny afternoons in January when the air temperature is only in the 40s. As the season progresses, the choruses grow much louder and the frogs can be heard both day and night. The major breeding period for chorus frogs runs through March and well into April, but by early May, the calling males are few and far between. The chorus frogs are among Kentucky's smallest amphibians. Full grown, males are only 1.5 inches long, and the biggest females may approach 2 inches. Even in large choruses, these frogs are surprisingly difficult to find, hiding in dense grass and leaf litter at the edge of the water with only the tip of their nose exposed. When approached, a chorus frog quickly disappears beneath the surface and hides under water and vegetation. Most adults are tan to dark brown in color with 3 stripes, sometimes broken up into rows of spots. These stripes run lengthwise down the body. Some are plain colored and have no stripes at all. After breeding, these chorus frogs live on land in habitats ranging from pastures and weed fields to wetland borders, low wooded areas, and even forested hillsides. Each calling male produces a song that resembles the sound made by firmly running a thumbnail along the teeth of a hard plastic comb. Upland chorus frogs have a very similar call. In chilly weather, these calls are very slow, and the individual clicks are widely spaced, but on warm nights, they all seem to run together. When only a few are singing, some males call alternately in pairs or trios.